Luke chapter 19, picking up at verse 37. Luke chapter 19, verse 37. And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said to him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. And then Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. This is the word of God. For our time this morning, I want to talk about praise beyond the palms. Praise beyond the palms. Let's pray together. God, we thank you for your word. Your word that saves. Your word that heals. Your word that delivers and sets free. Lord, we thank you for your word. Help us to see you more clearly, to love you more dearly, to follow you more nearly as we take in your word. Your word, Lord, nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. Speak, Lord, your servants hear. In Jesus' name. Amen. On Palm Sunday, we commemorate Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. The Old Testament prophet Zechariah had prophesied that the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Lord Christ, would come to the people riding on a donkey. And on that first Palm Sunday, the events of which are recorded for us in Luke 19. On that first Palm Sunday, Zechariah's prophecy is fulfilled. As Jesus rides into the capital city, multitudes turn out to receive him. In anticipatory recognition of Christ's kingship, the people spread their cloaks on the ground, providing a carpeted pathway for this royal procession. The parallel texts of Matthew chapter 21, Mark chapter 11, and John chapter 12 note that palm branches were also strewn along the path. Survey that first Palm Sunday scene on the HD screen of your sanctified imagination. There's a party going on of epic proportion. The people are praising God. Just a short while ago, from the perspective of the Lucan text, Jesus had healed blind Bartimaeus. Given the size of the crowd and the relatively small geographic area in which Jesus had ministered, it's quite likely that many of the people in the crowd were present at some of the other miracles that Jesus had performed, healing the sick, making the lame walk, casting out demons, raising the dead, feeding hungry multitudes. Indeed, some of the folk in the crowd may have even been some of those whom Jesus had himself healed. The crowd was excited about the miracles that they had witnessed. They were abuzz over the things they had seen Jesus do. That's what the text says. As Jesus enters the holy city, the crowd goes wild, shouting an ancient exclamation of praise, Hosanna. Hosanna, the king was coming as Zacharias had predicted, and the people liked what they saw. The text says the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen. Yeah, the people praised God for what they had seen, but, and here's the problem, they were so focused on the miracles that they didn't acknowledge the miracle worker. The people were so fixated on the gifts that they missed the giver. They were so obsessed over the blessing that they missed the blesser. Remember now, the people praised God on that first Palm Sunday, but as Good Friday's macabre scene will soon show, just 5 days later, their praise came to an abrupt end. You see, it was good to praise on Palm Sunday, but real praise is more than just a Palm Sunday shout. Amen. As we approach this Palm Sunday remembrance, I want us to think about praise beyond Palm Sunday. Because you see, the problem with the Palm Sunday praise is this, it's based on what is seen. And it fades away when one no longer sees what makes them happy. Listen, it's all right to be excited about what the Lord is doing, but real praise is grounded not in what you see, but in what you know. We got to be careful that we don't get to the place that we can only praise God when we see God healing us, when we see God blessing us with what we desire, when we see God answering our prayers with a yes. Say again, real praise is not based on what you see, not based on the physical evidence of God's presence and power. Rather, true praise comes from knowing the Lord. When you know the Lord, it really doesn't matter what you see. When you know the Lord, you can praise God on credit. You can praise God in the right now for your not yet. When you know who God is, you can praise Him even as you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, because you know that the Lord is in the valley with you and will see you through. True praise, praise beyond the palms, is based on knowing who God is, based on relationship with the Lord. When you know that you know who you know, you'll praise God with authenticity. You can praise God for real, because let me just cut across the field. When you know who God is, you really can't help but praise God. It's a matter of relationship. When I look back over my life and I begin to think things over, I'm constrained to praise God because the only conclusion that I can reach is that the Lord has been good to me. When I think about all that the Lord has done, all that the Lord is doing, and what God has promised to do, it's clear that God is good to me. I ain't talking about a crowd praise. I'm not talking about a monkey see, monkey do praise. I'm talking about a real praise, because I know that if it had not been for the Lord on my side. Listen, I don't know what the Lord has done for you, but I know what He's done for me. And when I think about all that the Lord has done, there's a praise ringing in my soul, and it goes beyond Palm Sunday. See, a Palm Sunday praise lets you shout Hosanna in fair weather, but when a storm comes up, you'll be ready to give up. With a Palm Sunday praise, you can shout Hosanna, money in your pocket. But when the road gets rough and the going gets tough and the hills get hard to climb, instead of praise, you'll have complaints. Real praise, God-honoring praise, is not just about what I've seen God do, but it's about what I know about the Lord. And that's why I think Psalm 100 is so important. Psalm 100 reminds us that authentic praise, praise that takes us beyond Palm Sunday, is based on knowing the Lord. Listen to the word of Psalm 100 again. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Now remember that the Psalms are poems set to music, and poets are intentional in their use of language. If you look at that 100th Psalm, you'll notice that the writer has chosen 7 different verbs to help us understand praise. Listen to it. Make a joyful noise. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. I think it's worth noting that the fourth verb, situated right in the center of this listing of verbs that call us to praise, is to know. Because what the psalmist wants us to get is that knowing God is what makes praising God possible. Amen. We who would offer God praise by making a joyful noise, by serving the Lord with gladness, by coming before his presence with singing and entering his gates and courts, by giving thanks to the Lord and blessing God's name, we who would engage in praise that takes us beyond the palm, do so based on what we know. It's right there in verse 3. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. The psalmist reminds us that there are 3 things that you need to know about the Lord if you want to have the kind of relationship that allows you to praise beyond the palm. Look again at verse 3. You got to know, number 1, that the Lord is our God. Number 2, that the Lord is our maker. And number 3, that the Lord is our provider. See, when you know that the Lord, he is God, it is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. When you get that down in your spirit, when you've got that as part of your relationship with God, you can praise God beyond Palm Sunday. You can offer God true, authentic praise. The first thing the psalmist calls our attention to as we explore this text is that the Lord is our God. To understand this point, it might help to hear a more explicit translation of that clause in verse 3. The psalmist says to us, know that Jehovah is Elohim. Whenever you read that phrase, the Lord, in the Old Testament, in the actual Hebrew, what you read there is the formal name of God, Jehovah. To the Hebrew mind, there is but one God, one Elohim, one God, and that Elohim is the one whom Genesis 1 declares created the heavens and the earth. When we speak of knowing the God whom we praise, you got to know that God is worthy of praise because God made everything. Everything that exists, exists because our God created it. And the fact of the matter is that since God made everything, God can handle anything. See, when we understand that God is in control, we can praise God regardless of what we see, whether it's the good or the bad or the ugly. We can praise God regardless because we have trust that God can handle it. Jehovah is Elohim. Jehovah is God. Jehovah, the personal name of God. You remember the story of Moses. Moses asked God what his name is, and God said, I am. Literally, that's what Jehovah means. I am that I am, or even better translated, I will be who I will be. God's very name makes it clear that God is able to do, God is able to be whatever is needed. In a shipwreck, Jehovah is a life preserver, ask Paul. In fire, Jehovah is asbestos and Febreze, ask the Hebrew boys. In sickness, Jehovah Rapha is the one who heals. When you're lonely, Jehovah Shammah is the God who's there with you. When you have a need, he's Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides. And because you and I are in need of a Savior, the Lord, our God is Jesus. See, don't you worry about what it looks like. Learn how to give God praise in everything. Paul said that this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you and me. It's God's will that we learn to offer God praise that goes beyond the palm. Praise beyond the palms declares with the prophet Habakkuk, although the fig tree does not blossom and neither shall there be fruit in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail and the fields yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold and there be no herd in the stall. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. No matter what it looks like, I'll give God praise because I know the Lord and I know that he is God all by himself, able to supply my need, able to keep me in life's most dire circumstances, able to transform my problems into my promise and my trials into my triumph and my victimization into my victory, even if I can't see what God is doing, I trust that God is able because he is our God. If we are to give God praise beyond the palms, it begins with knowing who the Lord is, that he's our God. And as we ponder the truth of the Lord being our God, the psalmist also reminds us that our Lord is also our maker. In other words, God didn't just create the world. God made you and me. That's what the text says. It is he that has made us. The implication of the Hebrew verb used here to make is that God shaped us. God made us with God's own hands. That means that God put the right ingredients in each one of us. We are lovingly made in God's image. That means you and I are good just like we are. Ain't nothing wrong with none of us, regardless of the color of the skin or the length of one's hair or one's disability or demographic profile. God made us and God don't make junk. We are, each of us, made in God's own image. God made us. That means that God knows what we're made of. And since God knows what we're made of, God knows how much we can bear. God didn't make us to break us. Even when God gives us more than we can bear, it's because the Lord intends to bear it with us. The Lord made us. That means that the Lord knows our capacity. And when we are weak, the Lord is available to be our strength. God made us. We didn't make ourselves. That means whenever we are broken in psychological, spiritual, or physical distress, we don't have to bear the brunt and the burden of trying to fix ourselves. Our Maker is able to repair and to restore us. We only have to call on the Lord. Whatever your problem, ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, keep you. He's willing and able. He'll carry you through. God made us. God knows what we need, and God promised to supply our need. That's how our text continues. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Listen, that's a good reason to give God praise. He's our God. He's our Maker. But even more than that, we belong to Him. That's good news. We belong to God. And here's the deal. God provides for that which belongs to Him. Listen, I'm glad I belong to God. It means something when the Lord says, Rodney Teal, you are mine. You see, to belong to God is to have covenant relationship whereby God promises to take care of me. The psalmist reminds us that God's assertion of ownership over you and me ought to prompt us to praise God. You see, no matter what it looks like, we are God's people and the sheep of His pasture. To be the sheep of God's pasture means that God cares for us completely. Read Psalm 23 when you have a moment. The Lord leads and guides us. The Lord feeds and comforts us because we are the sheep of His pasture, and He has control of everything that happens in the pasture that belongs to Him. He's our God. He's our Maker. He's the supplier of every need. Be not dismayed, whatever betide. God will take care of you. That's what it means to be the sheep of His pasture. If you need it, God will provide it. And when you know that about the Lord, you can praise Him no matter what it looks like. When you know that you know what you know about God, even when you can't see what God is doing, you can praise Him. You can praise God on credit because you know that this is the truth. God shall supply all your need no matter what it looks like. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think. He'll supply your need even if it takes a miracle. The Lord is our God. The Lord is our Maker. The Lord is our provider. That's what we need to know about the Lord if we're going to give Him praise beyond the palms. When you know that, you know who you know, that the Lord is our God, that the Lord is our Maker, that the Lord is our provider. The only conclusion to be reached is that the Lord is good. That's what the psalmist says. That's what it all comes down to. We praise God based on the goodness of the Lord. I wish I had some folk who would testify with me. The Lord has been good. The Lord is good to me. And I'm confident that He'll always be good. He's good. That's His nature. I understand what my grandmother meant when she would close out her testimony with, "Who wouldn't serve a God like this?" I'll serve him. I'll praise him because the Lord is good. So good that he woke me up this morning. So good that he started me on my way. So good that the Lord keeps me. So good that the Lord provides for me. So good that the Lord blesses me better than I deserve. So good that the Lord keeps on making a way for me. So good that he leads and he guides and comforts and covers and protects me. So good that I will bless the Lord at all times. So good that his praise shall continually be in my mouth. So good that my soul will make its boast in the Lord. So good because I sought the Lord and he heard me and he delivered me from all my fears. So good, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. So good that the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him. So good that the Lord delivers them. So good, you ought to taste and see that the Lord is good. Yeah, I gotta praise him. He's so good that he wrapped himself in flesh and came down through 42 generations. So good that he paid a debt he did not owe, because I owed a debt that I could not pay. So good that he suffered at Calvary. So good that he shed his blood. So good that he gave up his life that I might live eternally. So good that he rose from the dead that I might live in victory. So good that I'm blessed in the city. So good that I'm blessed in the field. So good that I'm blessed going out and blessed going in. Yes, he's good. That's why I'll praise him. He's done so much. He's made a way for me. He healed my body. He comforted my mind. Real, real Jesus is real to me. Oh, yes. He gives me victory. So many people doubt him, but I can live without him. That's why I'll give him praise. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my healer. He's my deliverer. I will give him praise. Praise beyond the palms. Because he's my God. He's my maker. He's my provider. I know what I know about the Lord. And what I know tells me that he's a keeper. He's a comforter. He's a savior. Whatever you need, the Lord is willing and able. So good. I can't tell it all, but I can give God praise. Praise beyond the palms. Praise beyond what I see. Praise based on what I know. I know the Lord. The Lord is our God. The Lord is our maker. The Lord is our provider. The Lord is good. He's done great things for me.